hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome back to Scuba Radio and Carrie-Coo. This is Mermaid Tony, and Greg the Dive Master is drunk. So therefore, the mermaids have taken over and reclaimed our position.
Whoa, no. I'm still here, and I'm not drunk. Quit that. We're on Carrie-Coo. Mermaid Tony tried to take over the show there momentarily, but this is hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And yes, maybe we've had a cocktail or two because we've been hanging out with the diver operators. And, well, you know, the diving day is done. And so, you know, there's been a little drinking going on, but that's what happens when you travel and you hang out with your diving buddies. You get to know each other. You let your hair down. You might have a cocktail and, you know, loosen things up a little bit. And that's what we've done here on the island. It's very, a loose type of atmosphere, isn't it, Tony?
It's a wonderfully loose type of atmosphere. We're having a great time. Just put it that way.
Now, keep your hands off my microphone, okay? Will you please?
Yeah, sorry about that. Didn't mean to.
A woman. And she's so beautiful, serene, angelic. I almost feel bad about staring at her knockers.
All right, so we have the scuba cowboy with us and his friend Jeff, who's kind of like his, I don't know, what is he there, pup? Is he, he's like your tech, your band tech, roadie, or what?
Kick, man. He's my lead guitar.
He's your Tonto. To your your Lone Ranger.
Exactly.
All right, I got it. So, and Jeff is a in the process of becoming a certified diver, and he has Tony and myself, both dive instructors, even though I am Greg the Dive Master. I am a dive instructor, as well as Mermaid Tony there in the Florida Keys. So we've said, well, while we're on this adventure in Grenada, we would get Jeff certified and making a paddy open water diver. So far, so good, right there, Tony?
He did great so far.
Two dives down, two more to go. What do you think, Jeff?
Well, first of all, I think Tonto was way cooler than the Lone Ranger.
Well, okay. Well, there you go. There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to get it done. I'm excited about getting out there again.
Yeah, you know, he does definitely have the passion for diving, does he not, Tony?
He has the passion, and he also has the motivation and the courage, shall we say.
And he's being spoiled rotten right now, isn't he?
Well, mostly. Are you counting the current on his first two dives that we had?
No, I'm talking about the fact that he's being certified by a Scuba Radio mermaid.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're helping, I'm helping, you know, we're kind of like, doing work on this a little bit. You're helping, somewhat.
Do you doubt my instructional skills?
No, not at all. She's done pretty good. You feel comfortable in the water with Tony, don't you?
Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yeah. Now, I'm kind of overseeing the process, but I'm using Tony as like my assistant here. What are you giving me that look for, Tony?
How many people do you certify a year, Greg?
It's in the tens.
All right.
Or maybe it's actually single digits, but that doesn't matter. It's about the quality, not the quantity.
You know, I'll be your assistant any day. That's fine.
Okay, there you go. That's a good thing. But you are. You're getting some first-class instruction when it comes to underwater diving. And you're being spoiled rotten because you're doing it in Grenada and in Carrie-Coo. What are your initial, you know, feelings about this whole thing and what you've seen so far there, Jeff?
Well, it's just beautiful water. You don't have to wear a suit. It's warm. We're out here with four mermaids and partying, you know, playing with pup at the clubs. This is great.
It's a good thing. On the surface interval, you know, we got the scuba cowboy playing his music and doing his thing. And then when we're diving, you're learning how to dive and that kind of thing. But what about your expectations of what it was like your first time underwater breathing off of a regulator in open water? Was it what you expected? Was it different or what?
I didn't know what to expect, really. you know, you do the pool stuff, and it's a pool. So this is definitely more.
Yeah, okay, so he's saying it's better than a pool.
Yeah.
And so that's the first step. That's good. But see, my feeling is that Jeff is being spoiled rotten because when, you know, you're giving him an initial experience that is so far and above what the typical diver gets to experience, you know you're being jaded right out of the box there, right, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, I'm spoiled, definitely.
Yeah, a lot of people do not get this. I don't want to, like, downplay the adventure that you're experiencing right now, but you know that, you know, what you're doing is a step above what most people get to do as their first time underwater, right?
Oh, yeah.
People dive for years before they see a mermaid underwater. You hear what I'm saying? Pup, are you with me?
I'm right there with you. I'm not sure I really understand this dissension in the ranks, though. I'm not following that completely. It seems like the mermaids just want to take over this thing, and I want to make sure that you understand I'm there for you, my buddy.
Yeah, okay. So Pup got my back, just in case these mermaids decide to orchestrate some kind of coup or mutiny here on the show, which there I've heard some rumblings that there's some dissension among the ranks of Scuba Radio mermaids that they would like to overthrow me. Mermaid, it's the world of Mermaidium, is that it?
Yeah, we decided Mermaidium was, we were going to add that to the Webster Collegiate Dictionary, and I've already discussed that with them, so it's in the process.
Okay, the world of Mermaidium. We're not sure exactly what it means, but we've coined the term, and we'll see where it goes from there. At the bare minimum, it may end up being a new country song and overtake the country charts for sure. Now, Tony, what do you think? Jeff's done well. Your experiences so far here in Carrie-Coo, have they lived up to your expectations or what?
Well, Jeff's done absolutely great. Carrie-Coo is wonderful. It's amazing. We've had a wonderful time. It's exceeded my expectations, actually. And the mermaids are coming for you, Greg.
Oh, really? You're calling me out right now. Is that what you're saying?
I've heard rumblings as well. There's going to be a coup, and you're lucky we didn't lock you in the closet tonight as it is.
They want to put me in the closet. I wasn't there in the first place. I'm not going back. But regardless.
Bill
lives in the closet. That's right.
If you were never there. You can't go back if you were never there.
Good point. Thank you, Jeff. He's saying that only because he knows I still have to check him out on two more dives, right? I hear you. But I appreciate the sentiment just the same. But, yeah, it's I don't know. The mermaids are doing well. They're having a good time. Tony is like the Madam Mermaid. Now, you're supposed to keep these girls in line, though, Tony. These are all your friends. You're showing them the ropes here in Carrie-Coo and in Grenada, for that matter. So what is this dissension? What is this rumbling of some rumored overthrow or mutiny that you refer to? I don't get it. Why, they seem happy. They have a smile on their face.
They're happy. They have a smile. And, you know, I really don't have to keep them in line because they're wonderful girls, and they do their thing anyway. And, yeah, it's more the fact that we're rebelling against evil Greg, who likes Jaeger bombs, and we don't. That's all it comes down to. Simple.
Yeah, Pup, have you seen any of this evil Greg nonsense? I have no idea what she's talking about.
I have absolutely no idea either. I see nothing but a man dedicated to the absolute promotion of the sport of scuba and fun everywhere in the world.
There you go, Tony.
Yeah, but the problem is, while you're trying to get us to do Jaeger bombs, Pup's usually playing because he's gotten a couple gigs while we've been here. So
you're just saying he's distracted and he's not really seen how I operate?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's just not true. My focus purely is on the promotion of diving and sharing the joy of the underwater world, like we're doing with Jeff. And Jeff, you know, if anything I can instill in you as a new open water diver through the PADI organization and as a Greg the Dive Master newly certified student, is that you have to pass that torch. You have to pass it on. You know what I'm saying? So when you get certified, you got to find somebody else to turn on to the underwater world. Can you take that challenge? Can you run with it? Can you recruit your own Scuba Radio mermaids?
I don't know about the mermaids, brother, but I could probably find some people to come out and start diving. I could influence a couple.
All right, good. Well, that's a start. We'll start with that. It's all about sharing the joy, Tony. Come on.
It absolutely is about sharing the joy. Bring on the mermaids. The more, the merrier, honestly.
What about Pup? This is your first time to Carrie-Coo, right? And
yes.
You've been to Grenada a few times, but did you know about this island before you came with our group?
I did know about Kirikou, and I heard that it was absolutely wonderful, but it's exceeded my expectations completely. Just a fabulous place. The happiest place on earth, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Grenada is really, really nice, but, you know, yeah, I think you really are selling yourself short. Yeah, that's it. Because, you know, if you go to Grenada, and now that we've seen what they've had, or just gotten just a tiny glimpse of what they have here on Kirikou, I mean, this is pretty amazing. And we haven't even seen it all yet. We just got a little snapshot. But I can tell you from what we've seen in the last 24 hours, there's no doubt that we need to come back here and spend some quality time with these folks because it's truly a spectacular product of what they have here on this island. Would you agree with me there, Pup?
Absolutely. The people are the friendliest that they could possibly be. The hospitality is incredible. It's just a wonderful place to be. You need to visit this place.
Now, not only that, but they have some unique topside activities. We did an island tour and got a nice little description of the island, cruised up and down, and to the left you'd see the Atlantic, to the right we'd see the Caribbean Sea on some of the roads we were at, and saw some really nice architecture, and just an amazing little tour of this island, and it goes back several hundred years. It's a lot of history associated with this island, but not just that, they have some unique topside things, whether it's the sandy beach where we did our little video, and you may see that in the next Scuba Cowboy Scuba Radio song video, but evidently they have some kind of mud bath thing, and they have told us that they want to throw us in the mud bath and see what that is. Now, you usually when you think bath and mud, you don't usually combine them at the same time. It's usually, you know, the bath comes after the mud. How do you feel about this, Tony?
I'm a little nervous, but honestly, that was supposed to be a surprise. Even though it was written on our itinerary, our host thought it was a surprise to us, so you just ruined it. Way to go.
Well, no, I didn't ruin it. I'm just I know that there's some kind of mud thing going on after our dive, and I don't know if this is like one of those world-class spa treatment type deals that we may encounter. I have no clue. Do you have any suggestions or any expectations?
I've heard all about it, and let me tell you something. I know something you don't know.
What? What would it be? Pup, do you know what she's talking about?
I'm not sure what she's talking about, but you already got your spa treatment because you got your toenails painted. So what more do you want?
All right, that was supposed to be left for off the air. Thanks, Pop. Really appreciate that.
Did you have an awesome time? Did you drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness?
Actually, it was done in the Turks and Caicos, and I just got a fresh coat while we're here in Grenada. Cut me some slack, will you? All right. More coming up, including the mud bath, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Get your hand off my microphone, Tony. That's enough of that.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
What truly lurks beneath the sea? What mystery awaits?
We belong to the sea, to the waves, you and me. Living in the ocean so blue. We belong to the sea, open wild, we are free. A minute everlasting with you.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, I've regrouped. We've decided, all right, no more booze and trying to do the radio show, at least for the next segment or two. Because as you see, or as you just heard, the mermaids tried to take over. So I've kind of regrouped. We've we've slept it off, so to speak. And we've gotten, we got dropped off at an island here off the coast of Kirikou. It's called White Island. And this is truly an amazing experience that we're having here in Kirikou on this beach. I mean, they call it White Island because the sand is obviously white. But then they brought out a couple buckets when we got off the boat and walked onto the beach. And what was in those buckets there, Mermaid Tony?
Deep, dark, black mud.
Mud, that's right. And you take the mud and you smear it all over yourself. And Lacey, I guess this is kind of like a spa treatment that that people pay thousands of dollars to have, but they just hooked us up here on the beach. How did you feel? Are you exfoliated now?
I feel very exfoliated, and I think the only difference between what you get at the spa and what you got here was the smell.
Was the smell? What, you didn't like it? Or you did?
You know, I could deal with it because it was a lot of fun, and it wasn't that bad, but it was different. How would you explain that smell?
You know, I didn't really smell it. I was so locked up in the fact that it was making us turn black that I was just enjoying, putting mud all over myself. As weird as that sounds, but it was like a mud bath thing, and then you, rub it all over you, and then you get in the ocean, clean it off. Actually, we rolled around in the sand first.
Yes.
I don't know if that's part of the process of the whole thing, but that's what we did. Did you enjoy it, Tony?
It was wonderful. The sand part was additional exfoliation, and if you would like to smell it, it's still under my nails, and the smell is still there.
Oh, okay, that's good enough for me.
Foul.
All right. Yeah, but it works some amazing. My arm feels like a baby's butt. It's pretty amazing. And, we got to thank the folks at Lumba Dive for hooking us up. Now, Diane and Richard are the ones who did this, who set up this little excursion for us today. Now, we did a dive. We did another checkout dive for Jeff on one of their sites here. And, Diane, tell me about this whole process. This is a typical VIP type of experience that you guys offer here at Lumba Dive, right?
Right, exactly. When people arrive with their own gear, we used to keep them in the office, and then we set them, we place them in the boat. And after the dive, on our way back, we normally serve cookies that I made.
Nice. And they were excellent, by the way.
Thank you.
And then you throw a bucket of mud on them. Is that typical? I mean, is that what you guys always do, Richard? I mean, or do you charge extra for that?
No, there is no extra. There is only a small extra to come dive on the south side of the island. But if when people come and they do two dive, okay, we always stop at the Frigate, or not Frigate, but at the Saline Island or White Island here.
Right.
And this is what we do, okay? We do with the people, okay? Because they need lunch anyway. Then we provide the lunch, and we go back in the afternoon.
Yeah, but this whole spa treatment mud thing, it's from the other island. And how did you say this mud comes from, or where does it come from again?
It comes from Saline, which is a next door island. And this mud is well known on the island. And somebody showed that to us, okay, one of our friend French from the yacht. And they showed up one day and create the idea for us, okay, to do that, okay, when we have divers interested to do a special thing.
Yeah, and it like takes 10 years off you, right?
No, not 10 years. The smell is 10 years.
Oh, the smell lasts 10 years. I misunderstood you. Okay.
I should have told you for the smell. Okay.
Yeah, but it is truly an amazing experience. Lots of fun for sure. There's no doubt about that. Now, Lumba Dive, you can get more information on your website, which is lumbadive.com.
Absolutely. And this is where you can go. And anytime you want to do a trip, okay, we organize also some tours, and we have also all-inclusive packages we can offer on our website.
Yes, and by the way, you know, we not only have we did this mud thing, we had crab races. They said they laid out this massive.
And by the way,
spread.
Greg, crab lost.
My crab lost.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was the name. There's one you named.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You named your crab Greg. I named mine Richard. And Richard did better than Greg. But I think that isn't me. That's not on me.
Okay, it's not really on you. But it will be like that.
Yeah, okay, it will be on me. He has another bucket of mud, and the loser has to be dumped in it or something. I don't know what's going on. But lumbadive.com, check it out. More coming up from Grenada and Caracou next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters and take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Welcome back to Scuba Radio. You might not recognize my voice, but this is Mermaid Lacey. I'm here with my fellow mermaids, Tony, Tiffany, and Leah, and we have taken over Scuba Radio.
Yeah.
You heard from the last segment that Greg had regrouped after our fun last night, but little did he know the mermaids had regrouped as well.
We have him barricaded on the other side of White Island, and we've taken all of his recording equipment. We used the local mud that you heard about in the earlier segment to disguise ourselves, and we army crawled in and took over.
Yeah, Greg put up a fairly decent fight, but he was no match for us four powerful mermaids, so woman power.
But let's face it, when it comes to Scuba Radio, it's all about the mermaids, and nobody really cares about Greg.
Yeah, from here, we could just keep going with the mermaid show. From now on, I think it might just be called Mermaid Radio.
How about the Mermaid Mutiny? I like that one. The Mermaid Mutiny Show?
I definitely like that. That's got a very nice ring to it, absolutely.
Now, for anybody out there that's worried about Greg, don't worry. We have him all taken care of. We might have barricaded him on the other side of the island, but we were kind enough to leave him with a nice bottle of rum, Wilson, and his own dive gear. That way, if he needs to, he'll be able to dive back to the island.
So now that this is our show, let's stop talking about Greg, because it no longer matters about him. So what did you guys think about our dives this morning? Good stuff?
Yes, it was absolutely beautiful. The current picked up a little bit, so I was flapping in the wind back there with my tail. But we're pretty hardy when it comes to that kind of thing. And there was lots of scenery and lots of beautiful wildlife out today. It was gorgeous.
Now, I think I saw that you and Mermaid Lacey took a snorkel over to the island.
We did. We after we fought the current for a while, we were panting, and we decided to go ahead and fight it into the closest island. I'm not sure what it was called, but we got up there and we crawled around the rocks a little bit, and there was a big wreck, and we got kind of close and got to peek in and slipped around a little bit and found some shells and slipped back to the main boat.
Hey, what the hell is going on over here? Hey!
Run!
Uh-oh. What are you guys? Hey, what are you doing with my microphone?
Darn.
Oh, man.
Ladies, come on now. That wasn't nice. You said the hermit crabs were over there. I grabbed the hermit crabs for you. I come back and no one's here, and I'm running halfway around White Island to find everyone. Oh, you can't take these mermaids anywhere. All right, more coming up from Caracou next. Stay close. Keep that up, and I'm going to throw you back in the sea.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh, what made you finally decide to sell?
Moving to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that'll be a change from Seattle.
Gee, you think?
They'd have great scuba diving down there. You scuba?
Do I look like I scuba? I'm lucky I don't need a tank to breathe on land.
How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have seven of us in our clan. In our, you know, we have four mermaids. We have the scuba cowboy and his buddy Jeff, who's learning how to dive here in Carriacou and in Grenada. And, of course, yours truly, Greg the Dive Master. We are doing it big time here in Grenada. We are getting down in Grenada. We are back on the main island. We've taken the ferry back over from Carriacou, had a nice crossing, did a little editing of the radio show. That was necessary after that little mayhem thing, that little mutiny of the mermaids that happened there in Carriacou. But everything is back in order. We settled things with a little mud wrestling competition. And what the ladies didn't know is that I have experience with that. Back in my earlier radio days, that's how I got started. Yes, Greg the Dive Master, better known as Greg the Mud Wrestler. But that's a whole nother story. Save it for another show. We're focused on Grenada now. And, well, I mean, before we get back into the stuff in Grenada, like the Bianca Sue, which we're going to dive here in the next couple days, we're also going to take a little visit to one of the local radio stations. You'll hear about that here sometime in the next few minutes. Or actually, it'll probably happen next week as we continue our little adventure and do some recording. But we got to reflect on some of the things in Carriacou, because there was so much that we got to experience. Now, the Scuba Cowboy was performing at the bar last night, went over big time. Pup, what did you think of the audience there in Carriacou?
They're awesome. These people know how to party. Lime is like an everyday word with them, and that's basically their term for partying. They know how to get down. They know how to enjoy it. Surprised that they absolutely love country music.
Yes, it is. I mean, they were digging on the country tunes. They love the Scuba Radio song. You know, we're shooting this video and with the mermaids and the works. It's good stuff. And, you know, music is the universal language, and mermaids are the universal visual stimuli that everyone can relate to. Are you with me there, Tony?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she was feeling it. She was feeling a few eyeballs. Oogling is universal. You know, the island guys like this. And get up on the boats, and they were surfing on their boats, trying to make us miss the ferry. And they almost succeeded. They almost succeeded, but they held the ferry for us to get back over to Grenada. But it was nice. It was nice. Lacey, what are your thoughts? What have you enjoyed most so far here in Grenada and Carriacou?
My gosh, it's just so hard to choose, but one of the things that I can really appreciate being here and going to the dive sites here from the Keys is that the dive sites are so close. It's only about, like, I think the most that we spent on a boat getting to a dive site was probably about 8 minutes, whereas I'm used to being in a boat for about 30 minutes, so it's just really convenient.
Yeah, it was indeed. I mean, they make it extremely easy. You know, our friends at Lumba Dive, who took care of us there in Carriacou, for our little white sand beach, I mean, they did so well. I mean, the mermaids orchestrated a little mutiny because they were getting so, I don't know, empowered by covering themselves in mud and getting the VIP treatment from the people at Lumba Dive. It kind of went to their heads, I guess. I don't know. Is that what happened there, Tiffany?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you like the mud thing? That was like your favorite deal so far, wasn't it? I mean, the diving was great, but when, you know, throwing goo all over yourself was a new experience.
It's just fun to get down and dirty sometimes, and just
you can't really say anything more than that, can you?
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula. That's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Okay, we've gotten out of the bus. We've enjoyed a Friday fish, or Fish Friday. Is that right, Roger? He's our escort here on Grenada. Is that the proper term, by the way, there, Roger? Or what?
Fish Friday is correct.
No, I was talking about escort.
Oh. Do you run an escort service, Rog?
No, I don't.
He is the man, and he's been the guy who's been trucking us around the island and taking care of the Scuba Radio mermaids, keeping them happy, smile on their faces. It's all good, right?
All good, and I'm happy. Oh, am I blessed. Woo!
Yes, he's enjoyed the scenery that we've brought to Grenada. I think that's it in a nutshell, right? In a nutmeg shell.
Yes, it is. You know, it's a dream come true. Since I was a little boy, I've always dreamt about having or meeting a mermaid, and I'm truly blessed because I've got four of the most beautiful mermaids that one has ever seen.
You are the best brown noser on Grenada I have ever met, my friend.
Thank you.
Yes, that is a compliment. That's styling big time. But have they lived up to the hype? Have they lived up to your dream, your mermaid dream?
Certainly they have. I mean, you know, I look at them at first, and then when you get to interact with them, boy, I just want to send you guys home alone.
Yes, well, it wouldn't be the first time, trust me. But, you know, what are you going to do? We're here in Grenada having a great time. We were at Fish Friday. Every Friday, the locals here in Grenada get together, throw this big outdoor festival. And it's a very Caribbean island thing. Like, all the islands do something similar to this every weekend, don't they?
Yeah, and since Guava is the fishing capital of Grenada, what better place to hold Fish Friday than in a community where fishing is the main economic activity? So that's why we head up to the northwestern side of the island, a lovely tongue, and we enjoy fish. We enjoy it, whether it's barbecue, whether it's grilled, whether it's, you know, fried, you know, with all the other savory stuff like the breadfruit and so on, and the homemade ice creams, you know, the kebabs and so on, just to die for. And, you know, you got to have a little mwah, lovely drink to go with that.
Yes, you do. We've partaken in a couple of the local libations. Old Grog, we got to give a little shout out. Or no, wait. What is it? Ups? What are we? It's not shout outs.
Oh, big ups.
What, big ups? That's what they say.
Yeah, because we don't say, oh, I'd like to shout out. We say, oh, I want to big up Roger. I want to big up the mermaids. I want to big up Jeff. I want to big up, you know, everyone. Philip Morris. I want to big up John Hall. I want to big up all the mermaids.
Okay, now we know what the hip thing to say in Grenada is. Is big ups. We're giving them big ups.
Yeah.
All right, good. And matter of fact, we're going to appear on one of the local radio shows tomorrow morning, have a little cultural exchange on the radio with a guy named Jericho. You'll hear about that next week on the big show. Right now, however, it's late in the evening here in Grenada after Fish Friday, and we are staying at, what's the name of this place? What is it?
Macabana.
Macabana, and I think we may have, we've set the bar just a notch or two higher for this location. What do you think?
Would be a better
What's that, Pop? The scuba cowboy? He wants to chime in here.
I said perhaps Nirvana would be a better
Nirvana, thing. Right. Exactly. Because, yeah, we got some pretty nice views. We have an amazing two-bedroom suite, and we have our own little private jacuzzi, and that's where everybody's hanging out. Here I thought it was so unique for Scuba Radio to broadcast from a hot tub, and just a week later, after being in Neil Watson's hot tub for his 70th birthday and Jerry Beatty's 60th, here we are in a hot tub in Grenada doing the same damn thing. I don't know if it's a trend or something, but it's going to be hard to kind of buck it. And I think it's going to be something that we may have to make more of a traditional type of deal or incorporate that into the Scuba Radio studio. Lacey, what do you think? How do you like hanging out in Grenada, looking out over the bay, which is lit up on a starry night, and sitting in a hot tub?
I think Pup described it pretty well. Nirvana.
Nirvana, yes. Well, this is just one of the many locations that you can stay here. Once again, the name of this hotel is Maca Cabana. I'll get it right, and then we'll get the website out for everyone. What's that, Pup?
Macabana.
Yes, Macabana. But, I mean, the view here is unbelievable, and these are the kind of accommodations you can have on Grenada and experience the diving that they have here on the Spice Island. Now, Roger, you got to tell me. Now, you've been here how many years on the island?
I've been on this island for about 34 years.
About 34 years, and I have a bad feeling. I know the answer to this, but are you a certified diver?
No, I'm a free diver.
You're a free diver, okay.
Yeah. Most locals on the islands, they like to free dive. They don't necessarily like tanks, because we just like to go down and stay as long as we can and then just surface. However, I can tell you, I had a small seminar with diving in the pool, the little first thing that you do as an introductory course. And I am going to get certified. I'm going to, because, you know, I met the mermaids.
That's right. Mermaids. And see, these are your ambassadors to the underwater world. If you don't get certified as a scuba diver, you may not see them.
True. And I don't want to lose my mermaids.
There you go. All right, ladies, you willing to help him out? Are you going to help him get certified? Tony is a certified scuba instructor with Patty. She's helped Jeff out. He's almost through his open water certification class. What do you think? Could we help out Roger? Would you be willing to take him under your fin and teach him the, you know, what he needs to know to enjoy scuba diving?
I think I might, but the only thing I'm wondering is, why was he enrolled in the class 3 days ago?
That's a good question. Roger, what do you think?
Actually, it wasn't 2 days ago. It was 1 week ago. And when I heard about the Scuba Radio show coming, I go, mermaids? Woo! I better start getting in gear, boy. And then when
Wait. You better start getting gay, boy.
No, getting in gear.
Getting in gear. Okay, it's at the Grenadian accent. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure
I
clear.
Yes, getting in gear. Okay, slip of the tongue is not the fault of
that's
the speaker.
Fine. That's all right.
Yeah. So I got in gear. I took the first introductory course, and I totally enjoyed it. And now I'm going to let her make sure I get certified.
You know, I could teach you, too. I'm a dive instructor.
That's all right. I prefer the movie.
Okay, yeah, I knew the answer to that one. I figured that was the case. Just checking. Because he made that comment. I wanted to double-check that I just misunderstood him. You hear what I'm saying, Pop?
I understand exactly what you're saying. I think this may be the mystery man that started the coup.
Really? The evasion that led to the whole invasion?
The mermaid overthrow. There was some other kind of thing going on.
Oh, yeah. They've been in cahoots since we got here. There ain't no doubt. All right. More coming up from Grenada.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right.
Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Could she stay like that?
I don't know.
Get the picture.
Sandy's a girl?
You know, it's hard to tell, but I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind, including Roger, here our escort in Grenada, that the Scuba Radio Mermaids are not only female, but they are indeed a hit here on the island. You'll back me up there, right, Roger?
Certainly. They're a tremendous hit.
Yeah, we've been getting big ups out on the radio stations here. Did I say that right? Big ups?
That's right. They've been getting a lot of shout-out, as you know, but we use the term big ups.
Big ups, right. Now, Tony, what do you think about this? How do you feel being a mermaid here in Grenada? Do you feel like a rock star? Because, they don't obviously care a rat's ass about me, but they want to see you guys in full effect and doing your whole mermaid thing here on the islands of Grenada and Carriacou.
Well, I didn't kind of realize it until we were in the shuttle just this afternoon, and we heard our names on the radio talking about the mermaids and scuba radio, and then we go down the street at the fish fry, and people are actually recognizing us and taking pictures of us as those are the mermaids. Very bizarre, but we definitely feel like rock stars. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun thing to see. And, you know, it's like a universal language, this whole mermaid thing, despite the fact that they want to overthrow me and they want to push me aside. I mean, who can blame them, you know? But I think I'm going to try to hold on to the reins and do my thing and kind of ride on the mermaid tales of the popularity of the Scuba Radio Mermaids. Tiffany, how do you feel doing this mermaid thing as a first-timer?
It is absolutely incredible. I'm getting beyond spoiled with all of the luxuries that it comes with, and it's going to be hard to top this trip, hands down. The best one I've been on yet.
Excellent. Well, and Leah, what do you think?
So far, so good. It's been very entertaining, that's for sure, and slightly, I tend to be probably the spazziest of the mermaids, so I'm slightly self-conscious about what I'm going to trip over next or what other brews I could acquire, but it's been very fun, very active, and definitely enjoying the locals and how much they enjoy us. It's very entertaining.
Yeah, well, as long as you're getting those bruises in a way that you enjoy it, it's all good. That's right. Lacey, will you back me up on that one?
I think so, yeah, but I'm not really sure that those are ways that she's going to enjoy it. See, Leah's the girl that falls over things and falls off of things. I'm the girl that runs into things.
All right, so, okay, they're not the most coordinated bunch I've ever worked with, evidently, but they look great in mermaid tails. You're going to see all of the videos. We're shooting a new Scuba Radio song video that Pup the Scuba Cowboy has written for us. You heard it earlier on the show. And we have filled up the SD cards on the cameras like you wouldn't believe. They're all going to be up there at scubaradio.com. Check it out. And we got another show, a two-hour show from Grenada coming up next week. Do not miss it. Make sure you join us. Till then, remember, it's always better. Where, Mermaid Tony?
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.